Hello, citizens of Galactica, and welcome back for another episode of Fans React, Battlestar Galactica Edition. I'm your host, Stephanie, from the Colony of Virgon.
I'm Dana from the Colony of Scorpion. And Nobed.
And that's it.
We're the only two left from the humanity.
Well, Betty is down on a scout mission.
She's on New Caprica.
She's on New Caprica helping Rosalind build her cabin.
Aww.
Oh, is that so adorable, right? I just came up with that out of nowhere. Anyway.
I wonder if you think it's adorable when you watch the last episode of this series. Or it's just going to make you cry.
It's probably going to make me cry.
Yes.
I'm glad my emotions give you strength. Yes, cry.
Cry, bitch.
Cry. We had four episodes this week. So, season 3, episode 14, The Woman King.
Yeah. What did you think?
I wrote 3 notes for this whole episode.
Yeah, I really tried really hard to write stuff. I mean, the subject of the episode is interesting, but I don't know.
Right. So, I mean, I have a burning question. My philosophical questions I like to ask. But before that, some random notes. Mm-hmm. I forgot Hilo's actual name is Carl.
Okay.
And that's just so not hot. Carl, get over here. Like, what? I don't like that. Carl. And then 6 making out with the air. That was funny.
Yeah, and Laura's like, what do you think she's doing now?
They're watching her like she's doing some kind of like Cylon thing or whatever. Yeah.
Communicating with someone.
Yes. She's just hallucinating and making out.
Was it the first time the guys appeared as an angel from God?
No. I think he's appeared before.
I don't remember because I watched the episode so many times, so I don't remember when was the first time he appeared. But anyway, I think maybe you're right. Anyways, there's a new curse word that I really like, which is root-sucking jackasses. Thank you, Saul. I was wondering, mm-hmm. like, the prejudice that they have against Sagittarons?
Sagittarons, yeah.
Especially the Dr. Robert, who's basically a criminal, but yeah. So I was wondering if it's justified because they don't want to accept medicine, Western medicine, or is it disrespecting different cultures, their culture? I don't know, because, you know, you have tribes in Africa that, like, use voodoo and not medicine, our medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, how do you call them, Scientologists?
Yep.
That are against medicine. So it's not the same. They're both against, but where are the Sagittarians?
Do you mean like where in the world are they based in?
No, I mean, where are they on the scale of disrespecting them, or they are wrong? I mean, was it right to all the things that they said about them? You know, they're against medicine, they should die because they don't care and they don't use our medicine. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they truly don't believe it, then that should be respected. As long as they understand that they're going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's part of my philosophical question is, would you refuse something that could save you if you truly believed against it?
But then you have all the people that are against vaccinating their children.
And don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started on anti-vaxxers.
Isn't it?
Well, it kind of is, yeah, because the anti-vaxxers believe that the vaccines are actually doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
And the Sagittarians feel the same because they think that it actually spreads diseases and it's like some kind of conspiracy and whatever.
I don't know. I think as long as they were on their own planet, maybe it was okay. But once they are with all the population that's left in the galaxy, then I don't know. You can't let them not be cured and carry diseases, right? I don't know. It's difficult.
Well, the thing with what they had going on was it was curable. So anyone else who believed in medicine could get it and be fine.
Yeah, but even the people who did try to get it because of that stupid doctor, he died.
Well, because he wasn't giving them the medicine.
He decided that they are worth less.
Well, he's a stupid bitch.
I mean,
who is he to judge who's less of a person?
It's so horrible because when you think about a corrupt judge, then you say, okay, he's a corrupt judge. But when you think about a doctor who's supposed to save lives and he's, you know, supposed to be the purest thing and help everyone with no differences, and then you get this, I'm sure that there are people like that in real life, and it's horrible.
Oh, absolutely. People who are supposed to be protectors of humanity feel that either because of their job or because of where they come from, they have more superiority.
Yeah, a lot of doctors and also judges, if I already mentioned them, they think they're gods. And I worked with judges, so I know that. I'm close. Yeah, they often think that they're gods or better than other people. But no, bitches.
The same as everyone else.
Yeah, you just started something different from us.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta love Hilo. He's pretty much the best person there. He's like pure justice and morality.
Yeah, he really is.
And he said, I always end up on the wrong side of everything. And you're not. Everyone else is, apparently.
And I wonder if that has anything to do with falling in love with the Cylon.
Yeah, I mean, it's his character that allowed him to fall in love with the Cylon and not hate her after he found out the truth. That righteous, liberal, I don't know how you want to call it. But he's pretty much a model of how our society should be, I think. Or their society. I like something that Angel Gaius said. I don't know if you can call him Angel, but yeah. He said, there's a trick to being human. You have to think only about yourself. And yeah, it's a really nice quote because it's true. Because you always tell people, you know, you have to be human as something good. But when you think about it, no, being human is not good. I would tell people, be more like animals.
Really?
Yeah, because animals have pure hearts. They don't have any bad intentions. If they kill another animal, it's for food. You know, it's not because they hate them or they want their whatever girlfriend. Well, sometimes they fight about females, I guess.
Yeah, baboons do, I think. I don't know why I just said that.
We are not better than baboons.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, I don't know. Saul was finally punched. That was nice.
Oh, if Betty were here right now,
Yeah, I wonder what she would have to say about that. My poor baby.
But guess what? She's not here right now. So
You, Saul.
she's gonna get you back for that. She's gonna get you back for that.
Fine. On. And yeah, I loved how Cuddle was acting all tough at first, but then he totally believed Hilo and checked on it. And yeah, he's a good person, Cuddle.
He is. Deep down, he is.
I mean, he's just sarcastic, but even not deep down, even outside, he's a good person. And Bill apologizing in the end. He's such a dignified man. I love that about him.
He's very dignified.
He's a man. That's a man, you know. That's being all macho or whatever.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man.
What am I, good man? Mighty good man. All right, all my notes for this episode.
Episode 15, A Day in the Life. I could have a whole fucking podcast about just this episode. Like, I have more than half a page of notes.
Ooh. I just want to mention that the Beatles have a song, A Day in the Life.
They
And
do.
the episode before was Dr. Robert, and they have a song, Dr. Roberts. So, fun fact.
Ooh. Fun fact of the podcast.
Our corner of fun facts.
Fun facts. All about marital troubles.
Yeah, it started well, right? The memory.
Well, yeah, it did. It started well. And I liked how throughout the episode they had him kind of like l living this other reality throughout the day of his wife, or ex-wife, I should say,
Yeah.
talking to him and processing with him. And I liked that, going the back and forth, him trying to live through his current day.
Yeah, but it was obviously his mind talking to him, not his dead wife.
Well, yes.
And I like how his mind told him maybe she's got a thing for bad boys. And he's like, she's the president of the 12 colonies. So what? Even the president needs to have fun.
Well, the fact that he's considering himself a bad boy.
Think about it
That's what I'm here for.
that. Yeah, but you know what I found strange when he met with Laura and they called each other Admiral and Madam President after New Caprica? It was obvious that they had sex there and then they call each other Admiral and Madam President.
Well, they got perception to keep up.
But they were alone in the room.
Maybe it's a kink. I don't know.
That's how they call each other in bed.
Don't tell them how to live their life, Donna.
Fine. I wonder if there is a fan fiction where they call each other like that in bed.
Of course there is. There has to be.
Yeah, for sure.
There was one part where I had to stop and say, did she just sexily lean over the table to ask him about Lee being chairman of the committee? It was quite obvious.
Well,
Just
she
wanted
was
to
very
say.
flirty with him in this episode.
So flirty.
Yeah, and he didn't flirt back with her again with his dignity.
Well, he. No, he really. I was going to say maybe a little at the end, but not really at the end.
No, dignified through and through. And she was like, the thing that she said about going to the gym.
Oh my God. She's like, this
That's
is very
all of
difficult for me to
us.
say. but I'm going to the gym. And then her little disgust face.
Yeah, the half smile, whatever it was.
I was like, ugh. What else?
When Bill was reminiscing in the second scene that they had, like at the end of the day, when she came back to him, he was reminiscing about New Caprica and he remembered what Laura was wearing, the bright red thing.
Who can forget? She never wears that color.
Especially not him, the way he was checking her out. That was nice.
It was nice. And then he also... Go ahead. What?
I don't remember exactly why I wrote it, but I wrote he basically wants to have sex again.
How can you tell if he was acting so dignified?
No, because there was something he said. I don't know.
It was when they were talking about that time that he was reminiscing, and he said that time and other times.
Yeah, I think it was that, maybe. And she was like, we can talk more about that night. Talk, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I'll be back in a few days. Bitch, how about tomorrow?
Bitch, how about tonight in his room? Although she's probably tired after going to the gym.
She doesn't have to go to the gym to get a workout, okay?
Exactly.
She can get creative here.
She can, yeah, definitely.
Okay, before we keep talking more about that last scene, because that's where most of my notes are, I think. I just started writing like all the quotes from that whole freaking scene. Callie and the chief being stuck in the vent. What is it called? It's not called a vent. It is not called.
Up or something?
The what?
Wait. Is it not the airlock?
The airlock, yes. Oh my god. The vent. What am I from like? I don't know why I called it a vent. How are they so calm in that situation?
Well, what do you want them to do? Break the wall?
Like freak the fuck out a little? I don't know. He's just like, yeah, it's just a precaution. As you can literally hear the air seeping to the outside.
Yeah, but he didn't think it would escalate to what happened next. He thought they were going to be able to cover it.
I don't know. And then the part that pissed me off was when they put on the like oxygen thing.
Yeah.
And they had the mask to their face, but they didn't put the straps on. Put the straps on.
They wanted to talk.
Then you just pull it away from your face.
But I guess it's harder than just taking it down.
I don't know. They weren't talking at that point, at some points. And then they finally put the straps on. And I'm like, thank you. It's what they're there for.
I don't know.
Listen, I pick up on really weird details, and this was one of them. I can't help it.
That's fine. You add color to our podcast.
Oh, color? Is that what we're going to call it? But that whole situation was so stressful. Like, I was having legit anxiety.
Yeah, I don't remember how it was the first time I watched it, but yeah, it was pretty stressful. I mean, poor baby if he was to be left alone.
Oh, I know. But just like Adama, like counting down so slowly. I'm like, oh my god, just bust the fucking door open, please. I'm dying over here. Oh my god.
Yeah, but it wasn't their time to go.
Apparently not. Not yet. Yeah, you can't say anything.
Oh, I loved also in the beginning when Lee was giving that sermon to all the pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Before it started, Hilo was sitting next to Hot Dog who had a rash, and then he was like, moving away from him.
Yes.
I hope
to- had this weird rash as he scratched his groin. Ew.
Hello, moving away.
I would move too.
Yeah. It's gross.
When Laura said I got a little silly that night.
Yeah.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Got a little silly?
Well, they're not kids, but is that what the parents are calling it this day?
Yeah. And then she said something that, and she cracked herself up. And he said, it's worth it to hear you laugh like that.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My heart.
Yeah. They were highly cute in this scene.
So cute. This is cute. Oh, we need Betty. This is cute. So
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I tell her to record herself and I'll edit to the podcast.
But it's interesting that we don't see any kind of real flirty interaction with them since New Caprica until now.
Did we actually see them? Yeah, we saw them alone since then, right?
Yeah, like the last episode, or the one before that, she was laying in his bed.
Yeah, well, that was pretty flirty, the way she touched his arm.
True.
Yeah, but I guess the true intimacy comes only in season 4.
Ugh.
You're almost there.
Almost there. I know, I can't stop. I can't wait to have my heart ripped out of my chest and smashed onto the ground.
And join the rest of us.
I'm so excited for that moment.
Finally, you will be a true BSG fan.
Oh, and then I can read all the fanfics without getting spoiled.
Oh, yeah. And tell me about them because I don't read fanfics.
That's right. Oh.
Something else about this scene?
I mean, just every word that they said for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah. And the gift that she gave him in the beginning of the scene.
Oh, right. The book. I found it in a pile of old clothes. All right. Whatever, Laura.
She wasn't looking for thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She has like 3 suits, right? How big of a pile could it be?
Well, maybe she was pretending that it was his clothes on the floor.
What do you mean pretending? I was like, what? Why would she be pretending?
I don't know.
That's strange.
Anyway, we good with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another scene with them in the next episode that we should be talking about.
Episode 16, Dirty Hands.
Mm-hmm.
We got ourselves a mini Hitler growing.
I mean, yeah, I know. When she said the name of the book, every time I watch this episode, my triumph, my mistake, I say Mein Kampf.
Kampf. That's what I wrote down. I wrote down Mein Kampf. And then mini Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what's happening.
It's not, but okay, you'll see.
Well, that's what it looks like it's happening.
I guess they wanted to combine several different history points. I don't know. But you'll see he's going to evolve to something else. Not Hitler. Fortunately.
Oh, fortunately? Okay.
Well, I mean, what he becomes is better than Hitler. So...
I know. I don't know how you'd get much, much worse than Hitler.
Or the same.
Or the same, yeah.
You'll see.
Oh, I'll see. Interesting. Okay. We'll get back to that.
Yeah. Can we talk about Laura and Bill now?
What's
You're always welcome in one of my beds.
Oh, Yes. She's already been in it, so.
And the way she looks up at him, like, boom, like, shuts her head up. When he says that.
Yes, that scene. Well, first of all, I was like, oh, shit. Stuff's gonna go down because they're about to get a viper through the window. But no big deal. It didn't actually do much of anything. Besides give...
died, right?
Besides give Tori a dislocated shoulder or whatever.
Well, Tori deserves it.
What do you mean? You'll wait. See. I'll see.
What else?
All the union talk. I'm like, oh, God. Again with this?
I know, but these are important subjects, so I understand why they wanted to touch them.
I know. My automatic reaction to union is, ugh, just because of where I work. It's because of where I work.
Why?
Because the unions in where I work are not good unions. They're not led by people like the chief.
Yeah, that can happen.
They're led by people with
corrupt people.
Mal, what do they call it?
One power.
Maluse, one power, yeah. So that's why I'm always like, ugh. But I mean, when the chief was in with Laura explaining the first time why the people needed what they were asking for, and she and Bill were completely against it, I was like, I actually agree with the chief on this one.
Yeah, because people at the top often don't want to see or just can't see the people beneath them. And they represented it perfectly.
Right. And then the plan that she comes up with after, I'm like, I don't like that either. What are you doing, Laura?
Oh, yeah. That they'll train or something.
Yeah, they go through everyone's skill set in the fleet and then put them working shifts based on that.
Yeah.
That's not that great of a plan either.
Well, yeah, it was pretty messy that episode, but eventually they had a solution.
Well, it's kind of like what they're doing in China right now, where a child is born and they figure out at a young age, based on the skills that they have, whether they are more... like mechanical and working in low paying jobs or lowly looking jobs, or they're more like artists or CEOs or whatever. Like, they're already pigeonholing these kids based on skill sets. Yeah. So that's what it kind of reminded me of when Laura was talking about it. I was like, no. Can we not?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to imagine myself if I was there on the ships and I had to do something that I don't like for the rest of my life, I'd rather die.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it was good that eventually she agreed. I mean, what I love both about her and Bill is that even when they are wrong, they are capable of admitting that they were wrong and changing their ways. These are good leaders.
These are good leaders.
Yes. Oh, and another thing that I liked in the beginning, that the chief was talking with Bill and they arrested that guy, and he was like, what did he do? And Bill said he pissed off the president.
Yes. I wish it were that easy sometimes.
No, that's very bad.
Well, in Russia. Okay. It's only if your president is Laura Roslin.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the only way that works.
Yeah.
That's all I got for this episode.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I got even less for the next episode.
I know, me too. I only have three notes again.
I have four, but they're pretty much the same.
Episode 17, Maelstrom. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not.
Maybe Maelstrom?
Maelstrom. I don't know.
I just want to say that Kara wakes up in the beginning with perfect mascara on.
Does she? Yes. Yeah. Well, that whole scene, I was like, that's very messy.
What exactly?
When she was dreaming about putting the white paint over the symbol, and then Leoben comes, which, side note, Leoben. Anyway. And then there.
Leoben?
Huh?
It wasn't actually Leoben.
Well.
I don't know who it was, but in the end, she asked him, "You're not Leoben, right?" And he said, "No."
Well, it looked like Leoben, and it gave me enough disgust to go, "Ugh." So, and I was like, "You two are getting paint everywhere," and all I could think of, there was so much paint, right? So, what if he gets paint on his penis right before he inserts himself? She's okay. Got
how do you get your mind to these places?
I don't know. But let's think about, that's not good for the vajayjay.
No.
Ugh.
It's not my fault we're talking about.
But what if it's lead paint?
Oh my god.
Listen, okay. Yes, we can move on. Sorry. It was very messy and slippery.
Yes, dream, so who cares?
That's true.
But I felt really sorry for her, for her childhood. What a mother, Jesus.
What a mother.
Every time they showed the child, Kara, I was like, oh, poor thing.
I know. And then the story of her putting the bugs in her mother's closet, and then her mother finding out and grabbing her hand and putting it in the door jamb and just smashing it. Oh my god.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's sadistic and horrible. And also, I felt sorry for Kara that she was imagining things that no one else saw. I mean, she was seeing things. I don't know if imagining. And it's frustrating. I wanted to know what the hell was that? Because we know that she's not crazy. She's disturbed, but she's not crazy.
Right.
Yeah, but eventually she went for it.
Well, as the episode was going on, I'm like, don't tell me she's going to be some sort of savior.
Yeah, remember once we said that we didn't like what happened with Kara in season 4?
Yeah.
That's it.
Whatever.
Maybe you'll like it. Who knows?
I already don't.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kara crazy the way she is. They're not crazy in a different way.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I just have to watch it and see what happens.
And decide for yourself.
And decide for myself. I think I'm still going to hate it, but whatever.
We'll see.
We'll see.
The last thing I wrote was Bill destroying his ship and crying over Kara.
Oh, I wrote that too.
Oh, that was so sad.
Bill crying has me crying. I was tearing up a little.
Aw, I wasn't, but it was sad.
Oh,
sorry. It's not easy for me to cry.
I know. It's very easy for me to cry. So we're like polar opposites.
I cry on the last episode of season 4, but I can't tell you exactly why.
I'll find out for myself very soon.
I don't know if very soon, but someday.
If we keep going down this path, it'll be soon.
Yes, we'll get to
another month. So obviously, she's not actually dead. Or, you know what? I'm going to shut up because I don't know.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. And reserve my right to shut up.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's written in the law books. A person can reserve the right to shut up. I mean, because it looks like she committed suicide, essentially.
Well, he told her that she's ready to know what's between life and death, so I guess she wanted to know.
Well, to everyone else, it looks like suicide.
Yeah.
So, well, it will be interesting to see with next week's set of episodes, which I think is the last of season 3.
Yeah, it's the last 3, right?
I think it's 4 again. Oh, no, it's 3.
Yay!
The Sun Also Rises and then Crossroads Part 1 and 2. So that's it for this week. Next week, we are finishing off season 3 with the last 3 episodes before we hit season 4 and really get heartbroken.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah!
Heartbroken, yeah!
Yeah! Can't wait. Anyway, have a lovely week and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
It is advised to listen to Fans React at the comfort of your home, on your way to work, or during any other activity, alone or accompanied by other fangirls. Fans React podcasts may cause some side effects. Call your fellow fangirl if you feel a sudden surge of feels. Stomach ache may appear if the podcast was funny. Don't hesitate to report about it on social media. Listening to the podcast is not recommended while operating heavy machinery. I haven't talked to you in so long.
Hello.
Hello, people on the fleet.
You should start opening the podcast like that.
Hello.
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 With the W.
I'm already crying.
I'm from Skopje.
Stop it.
Skopje.
I'm from Vergon.
And Betty's from Liwa.
Oh anyway. Okay, we can't start this early. Okay. I'm going to say hello, people of the fleet, but I'm not going to say it with the W, and it's going to be really hard.
Fine.
Okay. Hello. All right, I have to say something else. I'm going to have to say something else.
Hi. Well, do you want to close this shit?
Close this shit.